Good morning. Our question today is, if somebody has a new fruit or a piece of clothing that requires a shechayanu, is it permitted to say shechayanu bein hamitzarim, that is between Shivas Arbatamus and Tisha B'Av? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins as follows, Tov li yizayir milomar shechayanu bimei bein hamitzarim al pri or al malbush. So the Shulchan Aruch here is paskining that one should be careful to not say shechayanu at this time of year during the 3 weeks, either on a new fruit or on a new piece of clothing. And Rav Mordechai Rubin brings that the Mefarshim explained that despite the fact that an avel is permitted to say Shechianu, and accordingly we would have thought that we also can say Shechianu bein hamitzarim, the concept here, he says, is mikomakom kaven shiyamim elu hem yemei puranus. These are days of tragedy for Klal Yisrael. Ein kedai lomar Shechianu v'higianu lazman hazeh, that we should not be saying the nusach of the bracha Shechianu v'kiyamanu v'higianu lazman hazeh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought us to this time, because this is simply not a propitious time for Klal Yisrael. So we see here very fascinatingly that the problem per se is not of having the new fruit, and the problem is not of wearing the new garment that requires a Shechianu. That in of itself would be okay. The problem is the saying of the Shechianu. And accordingly, when we would eat the new fruit or wear the new garment that requires a Shechianu, accordingly, don't have the fruit, don't have the clothing, because we want to avoid the Shechianu. It's not per se that we should avoid the fruit and the clothing in of themselves, it's because they cause the Shechianu, and the Shechianu has to be avoided. Interestingly, the Gra says that you don't have to worry about this concept of not saying a Shechianu this time of year or during the 3 weeks. He says it's a Chumrah Yisera, it's too much of a Chumrah, it's not necessary. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah is Machriah. He comes out saying that on Shabbos it would be acceptable to say Shechianu, that otherwise, during the weekdays of the 3 weeks, we should not be saying a Shechianu. So just an additional interesting point here. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows, Shelachein lo yilbash beged chadash v'lo yochal pri chadash. Accordingly, one should not wear a new garment. Also, don't eat that new fruit. That, how about if somebody needs to wear a new garment or has to have a new fruit? For example, you're only going to have availability to that new fruit during the 9 days, during the 3 weeks, and it's not going to be available to you thereafter. So, in fact, we may want to argue that if you need to wear the clothing that would cause a Shechianu, just wear it, but don't say the Shechianu then, and that will avoid the problems, when in fact that's not the case. Nira Shemi Shechein Yitzrach Lilbosh Beged Chadash, somebody who needs to wear the new garment, should indeed wear it, and say the Shechianu. Don't skip on the Shechianu. Why? Because already you're obligated in the Shechianu. We shouldn't be mevatel that bracha because we don't want to say the Shechianu at this time of year. So in fact, somebody who indeed needs to say the Shechianu because he needs a new garment and he's permitted al pi halacha to wear that garment, should say the Shechianu. Our concept, the concept here is we should avoid getting into the situation that we need to say the Shechianu. But already if we need to say the Shechianu, then we can. He says it's, the rumor brings it similar to the, if you have a pri chadash, shaloyimsa kamosa achar tisha b'av, if you have a new fruit and you're not going to find it after Tisha B'Av, that the Ramah paskins that it's mutter to eat it and mutter to say the Shechianu at Bein HaMitzarim. So the same thing would be if somebody has a new garment and has a heter to wear it during the 3 weeks, indeed wear it and say the Shechianu as well. Have a wonderful day.